with the latest in country music news. It's Nashville Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Jason. Aldean has always been thin, but as he gets close to 43, that's changed. So he met with a nutritionist last year. He now does a lot of protein and vegetables, not too many carbs or sugar. And in between meals, Jason has a protein bar.
You know, I've found that as I age, it gets much harder and harder for it to come off. But it, as you age, it goes on a lot easier.
Yes, so true. Yeah. Bad on both fronts.
Yeah.
Luke Combs has a story that sounds like a lie, but it's true. When he was at one of his first label meetings in Nashville, he was told by executives the songs just weren't good enough. Well, they eventually all went number one. Luke said the moral of the story, don't let anyone stop you from chasing your dreams.
That's really cool. I know you're a big baseball fan, and I know, like, I've heard, like, Nolan Ryan, he would talk about how he would go out and he would warm up, and it would just be like the worst warm up he ever had, and that's when he went out and threw a no hitter. And it's funny that, you know, kind of the same thing. You know, you think the song's maybe not that good, and then it goes number one. It's kind of the same. I don't know. It's just interesting. It's funny to hear those stories.
And you kind of wonder if that executive is still there. Told him that too. Maybe not.
For sure.
Miranda Lambert can't live without her coffee. She says, don't even talk to me before I have coffee. Okay?
Yeah.
Finally, after a workout, Tim McGraw drinks juice made with kale, banana, apple, and jalapenos. Lunch is whole milk with a tuna or peanut butter sandwich. And if he could work out with anyone, dead or alive, Tim said he'd want to do karate with Elvis. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, right? Kill, yeah, as they say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kat.
A Nashville Kat with Brandon on the Morning Kickstart.